USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured. And, of course, we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it, touched by it, and our military community down there. But, no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts. And we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The winter flu season is off to its earliest start in more than 15 years. USA's John Hunt reports.
An early barrage of illness in the South has begun to spread more broadly, and there's a decent chance flu season could peak much earlier than normal. According to Scott Epperson from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it really depends on what viruses are circulating. There's not a predictable trend if it's going to be early or more severe. The virus that is out now is generally not as dangerous to older people, which is good news if you're over 50, since most flu hospitalizations and deaths in the winter occur in the elderly. However, such viruses can be harder on children and people younger than 50. The agency estimated that there have already been 1.7 million flu illnesses, 16,000 hospitalizations, and over 900 flu-related deaths nationally. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Today's show presenters Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager have been booked as the hosts for a New Year's Eve primetime special on NBC. A Toast to 2019 is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. It will feature appearances by Kristen Bell, Martin Short, Maya Rudolph, Tony Hale, Terry Crews, and Nikki Glaser. Other celebrities expected to join in the holiday program include Lester Holt, Howie Mandel, Craig Melvin, and Ashley Tisdale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.